Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining my podcast episode where I discuss art and humanity and the relationships among the people and culture that impact our daily lives. I'm Tierra Jones, and today we're talking about the contrast of art in two walks of life with my mom and sister. Now, it's time to welcome Angela and Miracle Jones. They are on Zoom with me right now to discuss and compare their experiences in the art world and industry, and to tell us about the impacts that their mediums have on their daily lives.
Hello, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. For this podcast, I would like to recognize the world of art or humanity in art. As we know, everyone has different experiences and everyone goes through many things in life where they all have different views. The era of art is always continuing, but we also got to recognize that it also has a wide, broad range of it from the past all the way to now. So right now I'm talking to my mom and my sister Miracle. Can you guys say hello?
Hi.
I'm talking to my mom and my sister Miracle. Miracle didn't say hello, but it's okay. And I just want to discuss with them today, just see how they grew up in their world and how art evolved around them. And I just want to talk about and discover more about the things that they experienced and just their world versus our world today. And I just want to listen to them, and I'm glad you guys are tuning in. So I'm going to start with asking you both, can you introduce yourselves and tell everyone what your art mediums are?
Yes. Hi, my name is Angela, and I am Tierra's mom. And my art mediums is writing. I have written a book, so I'm an author. And also, I've done plays and also movie writer. So, yeah. And I have done some acting as well, so.
Hi, my name is Miracle, and my medium is acting.
All right. So, this is a question for both of you. So, Mama, you can go first. Would you like to tell me the reason why you chose your art medium, or tell me when did you figure out that this is something you wanted to do?
Well, I always, in school and high school, I always knew that I loved to read books, and I always knew, was doing essays, and so I knew that I had some type of skills, and I just really didn't know what I was gifted in until 2013 when I got linked up with a director, and he insisted, and I assisted him in his directing, and so he told me that I was good and asked me did I want to write plays for him and write movies and stuff for him. And so I was like, oh, well, yeah. So, yeah, in 2013, then he pulled out the gifts and talents that was within me, which I always enjoy writing and reading, because it's by reading books. And I knew that I had some kind of gifts.
Miracle, what about you? Why did you choose your art medium, or when did you figure out that's something you wanted to do?
At a very young age, ever since I was little, I was always someone that was mocking off the television or talking with the television, always repeating off of movies, basically knowing the whole entire script of movies that I've watched. And I was like, wow, this is something I want to be. And I just pursued it later on.
So do either of you work on your art in your everyday life?
Yes.
What about you, Mama? Do you work on your art every day or routinely in your life?
Yes, I'm always doing some type of reading, some type of writing. So, yes, of course.
All right. So, Miracle, I got a question for you. What's a favorite idea or project of yours that you created with that art medium?
To be announced? I don't have one yet.
You don't have one yet? Mama, no. Do you have anything? What's your favorite idea or project of yours?
I want to start back writing, and I want to start back making plays and movies. I just want to do it back all over again. So I got some ideas, but mainly I want to be my own producer, and I want to be able to get a building and start doing my own production.
So, Mama, for most people that they have someone that has inspired them to pursue new heights today. So from your era, I feel like there was a lot of rising artists, especially as more people was going into counterculture and they were leaving the traditional societal norms. Or was who's somebody in the past or the present that has helped, that has inspired you today?
Who is my inspiration? I'm not so sure about that. If it have to be some type of star, I really don't have an inspirational star, though. But if it was somebody that was, you know, close to me, maybe a best friend or something like that, along the way, she didn't inspire me, but she kept pushing me once she found out that I was gifted in writing. So she inspired me, not because of what she do, because she pushes me. So I just don't have an inspirational writer right now, I guess, or you know.
Miracle, what about you? Who has been the biggest influence on your life and how?
Miracle, because you pushed me to pass my limits. You inspired me to go further.
Are you talking about me?
You and your sister.
Oh, okay. Me, Sierra. That's nice. All right. So, Miracle, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? How it was for you growing up? Has anything changed since you were little? Or has anything stayed the same now that you're older?
I didn't change very much. I still have the same personality that I did as a kid, maybe with a little less anger problems and a little bit more patience. But other than that, I'm pretty much the same. My childhood was very, it was interesting. I was always into extracurricular activities, whether I was good or not. I was someone who didn't care, but I always wanted to be involved in different things. Definitely had an outgoing personality, and I still have an outgoing personality for the most part. So yeah, I definitely like to entertain people. I was always any school programs. I was always involved in there as a kid. So
were you in any school? Sorry. Do you want to continue?
No, that was it.
Were you in any school plays or anything when you were younger? Like any your teenage years, a little bit before you went to college?
I was in church plays. School really didn't have a theater department. Well, no, really, they didn't have a theater department, so there weren't any plays. I tried to put on a Christmas play once upon a time, but basically got denied by the principal. But as far as like things like Black History programs and little skits, and within those programs, I was definitely involved in for sure.
So, Mama, I want everyone to know some more about you. So, could you tell me what's your favorite movie?
Set It Off will be one of them. This Christmas will be one of them. I kind of like they keep coming back. It was another one that the family always watch all the time, but I can't think of it right now. But I got several. But yeah, that's one of them. I love Set It Off, and I like this Christmas.
What's your favorite food?
Lasagna.
Favorite song?
Favorite song? Oh, I have so many because I love gospel music, and so I don't have to just have a favorite song.
Can you just give me one on top of your head that you would recommend people listen to?
Right on top of my head would be since it's Christmas time, let's just say Hark, Have the Bells or Silent Night. Silent Night, yeah, since it's Christmas. Around Christmas time, Silent Night. Yeah.
What's your favorite genre of movies?
Favorite what?
Genre.
Elaborate.
Like, what's your favorite Miracle, can you help me
category.
out? Yeah.
Category, well, set categories. Okay, so categories, I don't, of music, movie,
Movies.
of movies.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I like, I don't like scary movies. I guess I like Hallmark movies type, romance type. Some look comedian and drama. A little drama, but not too much drama. Lifetime drama. Not that I ever miss a drama, but just lifetime drama.
So this might be a little bit deep, so I'm gonna try to talk slow for you guys, so you guys can hear me, since I know I kind of talk kind of fastest. So you both are from different decades and eras in life. I would like to know what your individual experiences growing up has been like. What obstacles did you have to face with your art? Was there any specific reactions that you remember when you told people about what you wanted to pursue? And can you tell me a little bit how your school life was like? Miracle, can I start with you?
Yeah, what was the first question?
It's just a
Obstacles.
whole and a question in the whole. Can you just tell me how was it growing up in your era and time? And with you see the new artists, the new people on TV, you see the way things are moving in your era.
Yeah, growing up in my time, it was very interesting because I'm a 90s baby, so we're right smack in the center of the past and the future. So we had a little bit of taste of the generation before us, their kind of music, their kind of movies, while also going into the evolution of today's movies and and how more provocative they've become, how more explicit they've become, as well as the music industry, how nothing is really censored as much as it was back in the day. You said that how did people react to when I told them what my medium was, how they respond?
Yes.
They responded. I received a negative response, basically. People would often laugh, or they would always say, okay, and if that don't work out, what's your backup plan? I'm not someone who really believes in a backup plan, but more so a plan that works simultaneously as I'm pursuing this one. So I feel like when you have yourself give yourself a backup plan, you're already setting yourself up in your mind for failure. And I don't believe in that, but more so believe that you should have a plan that coexists, that can coexist together. So for me, right now, I'm going to school while I'm pursuing acting. They're going to coexist with each other, but there's no backup plan because it's going to work out. But people always told me that I can't do it. They didn't expect for me to go off, into the world and do the things that I said I was going to do back in high school or even middle school. And then as far as the world and did you ask about AI or no?
No, but you can tell me it's part of how things are evolving from.
Yeah, so we're fighting against technology for sure. With the use of AI, AI has definitely gotten a little out of hand. With people being able to use voices just by things that we've posted, they can take it, twist it, and basically make anyone say anything that they've never even said before, but because they've posted the voice. So we're fighting against the usage of our images that we've also posted online, and they can, re-edit it and redo it, and they can post it that way. And of course, everything is a business, so any way that producers and the major networks can save money, they're going to do that. So of course, you've heard about the recent strike where we were fighting against things like pay, health, equal health insurance, and against AI usage. That was one of the main bargaining topics, so that we won't get taken advantage of, that we won't get replaced by AI. So that's something that we're currently going through, and that's not something that used to exist, a decade ago.
So, Mother, what would you say your biggest obstacle was growing up with your art medium? How did people react to you in your time? Like I said earlier, I'm learning history that in your time, counterculture was a big thing and everybody was trying to move away from what they traditionally knew. So, with everything you were growing up with, how was it like for you?
I mean, I really didn't have a lot of obstacles back then, because like I said, I got started in 2013. So when I was growing up, I didn't have a we didn't have theater, and we didn't have drama. We didn't have the medias that you all have now. So I really couldn't say, or I couldn't be able to tell you about that. All I can tell you is when I started, that I didn't have a lot of obstacles. But now, people really was pushing me once they found that I knew how to write. I knew how to, my first play when it came out, and now all I can hear now was going forth. When are you going to do the next one? When are you going to do the next movie? When are you going to do the next book? So I don't have obstacles. The only thing I would think now, but it's, I wouldn't say it's an obstacle, but I'm having a hard time getting people to act for me now that I want to start. And that's the main issue. A lot of people just don't want to act, or they don't want to volunteer their time. And so when you have you want to have to pay people, and you don't have to have the funds, and that's what's really obstacle, or what really a problem for me now, because I can't get people to act, and then I can't get the equipment to, you know, film. Then I have, because I don't know how to film. That's one of the things that I don't know how to film. But to have to pay people to get people to you know, to film for you, so you have to pay them. And so that's the only obstacle in my way right now. But I got to start from somewhere. And I hear a lot of people say, you just can start in McDonald's just for your building. You can just start this and that and that. It's easy, really said than done, because it just is. Funding is a problem right now for me to get started. So yeah.
Could you say that the less experience and not being introduced at it at a young age, could you say that it makes like it could be a struggle to why you can't do certain things today, like not knowing how to film? Like, I'm not saying everyday children know how to film because I don't know how to film, but like just saying, is there any challenges that is there any challenges that you are facing or noticing that was a result from not being able to being taught all those things that we're getting taught today?
No, because every year is different at me as you go along, and then a lot of you get more wisdom and you get more knowledge, and because they didn't have the knowledge back then and growing up, then I can't fault them back then for not knowing, you know, back then, because it just wasn't there. But see, now it's there, and children or adults or whoever now can just reach and grab it because it's there for them. And so back then, we might want to do these, or we might have the thoughts of them. We didn't know how to do it because it hadn't been no inventions, or then where I, you know, where I'm from, where I'm living, did nobody know how to show us how to get to where we want to get at. So like you and your sister, y'all got that opportunity. Somebody came along and they showed y'all gifts and y'all talents, and they pulled y'all out of your school, your public school, to get you where you need to be, to get where you wanted, because you wasn't getting taught at the school where you needed to be taught, you know, to pull your gift and talent, because it just wasn't, you know, there. They wasn't concerned about those like medias and stuff. So now that y'all got the opportunity, you know, people recognize it and they pull you out. This one teacher just pulled you out and say, okay, well, y'all got to do something with these gifts. I didn't have that opportunity. I didn't have nobody recognize my gifts and talents until I got grown. So yeah, y'all got more advantage now than we did back then. And it's, you know, it's like, oh, you know, if thoughts would be like, ooh, if somebody would have told me, ooh, if somebody would have showed me, ooh, my life would have been better, you know, because I didn't have nobody recognize my gift and my talent. We had good teachers. I mean, we really had good teachers back then. We really did. But to get us where we need to be in life, that was, I think that was one of the obstacles, though, because they didn't really try to push us to get where we needed. They wanted us to go where they wanted us to go for what they knew, you know, so.
So let's talk about something in a more Brighton light. So I'm gonna start with Mama. Can you tell me one thing that made you really proud in your life?
When I did my, well, I have several things, but when I did my first play, it was so unbelievable. I was so nervous and I was so uptight and I was just putting in the hard work. But when I look back over my life and I look back over the film and in the movie and I look back, I'm like, oh wow, I really done that. I did that, and it
You
makes me
really
really
did.
proud.
You really did do that.
Thank you. And it made me really proud that I did this play, and I did it all by my, you know, the cast and the crew. But I wrote it, I directed it. I had a good cast, a good crew. But it was amazing that, it was still my baby. I did it. It was my baby. So, yeah.
So, Miracle, what was one of your, can you name me one of your proudest accomplishments in your life?
Graduating college.
Why was it graduating college?
Because I was the first in the family.
Sounds just like, yeah, because I was the first in the family. That's a good accomplishment. A miracle. How has your life been different from what you imagined? It can concern your art medium or it's just everyday life.
I thought that I would be married by 25, making, $1 million and living on a ranch, but instead I am still single and I am, mid-20s, and I do not yet have my ranch, and my $1 million has not reached my bank account just yet.
You'll get there. You'll get there. I promise you.
Amen.
So, a question for both of you guys: how would you like to be remembered? Miracle, you can go first.
As the little engine that could.
Can you explain that some more?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the story was, but either the little engine wasn't that confident that he could do something, or other people wasn't confident in him thinking that he can complete his mission. One or the other had happened. But either way, he kept chugging along, and he proved to himself or others that he was able to complete what he set out to complete. And so I want to be remembered the same way, that she did exactly what she said she was going to do, regardless of who believed she could or did not.
I love that so much.
Thank you.
Mama, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be a woman that strived. She never gave up. She always pushed forward. And I want to be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And I would like for people to know that about me, that I was a woman of God, and that I was a single parent, and hopefully I'd be married though, but as of now, a single parent, yeah, and that tough it out, strong woman of God, just strong, and a woman of faith, so yeah.
So Miracle, and, from what I got
yeah.
from you. Oh, were you done, Mama? Were you done?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Are you sure you can continue?
No, go ahead. I'm good. Just okay. Close on that.
All right. So Miracle, I got from that, Miracle wants to be known as the person that did what she said she was going to do, no matter what the daughters say. And Mom, you want to be known as somebody who was resilient and stuck to her word. And even though she went through a lot of obstacles, not obstacles per se, even though you... challenges per se, you came out and you did what you said you were gonna do, and that you're almost doing what you're gonna do. You're gonna accomplish it all. So I'm gonna start with mama. You listening?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the world of art is constantly changing and constantly being innovated, especially in my time, or the Gen Z generation, like y'all like to call us. Where there's more technology and more techniques being invented, where do you see yourself in a changing world with your writing or your acting or everything that you're trying to do? Do you adapt with the time, or do you want to stay more in your time zone and stay timeless?
Yeah, but as I said earlier, that the world is constantly changing. Time's gonna keep on changing, inflation and everything just changing, going up and down, all around. So you're going to have to adjust to something new. You always have to learn. You always have to come up with wisdom and knowledge and vision. You got to be a visionary to adapt to this world. And if not, you will be left behind and you will be stuck. And you just got to keep on educating yourself, educating your brain, actually renewing your mind, have your mindset of changing. People change, things change, and we all gonna change regardless, you know. So I would tell anybody, just keep a mindset for change. Even on your job gonna change. I was here this year, but next year I might be there, or you might have setbacks. You might go forth. I mean, even, you know, your finances change, your people change, people live, people die, you know, children born, children, you know, it's just a lot. So you have to adapt. So yeah, you have to adapt with change. I don't expect nothing to stay the same. Nothing.
So you're gonna like change and evolve with the world. So you're gonna go with the time of the world, but you're not gonna be of the world. You're just gonna make sure that you're still like, I'm not gonna say relevant.
Yeah,
but like,
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah, you got to be in this world, but not of the world. Some things you just don't sell for because of the world changing. That's I know that I had made that point earlier. No, you don't change with the world. You know, depending on where you at it with your religious or your involvement with the Lord, but stuff that's going on in the world, some things you actually have to say no to. Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna stick with the old. Yeah, so yeah, that's what you have to do. Stick with the old way of doing things. You don't always have to change, but you can make those adjustments to change if necessary. But you don't always have to change. You can't say no. You can't say no to the things that's going on in the world now. I'm not doing that. That's not right. You know, but a lot of people stuff are for improvement. Like even on your job, they have stuff like robots or whatever y'all want to call them, AIG, whatever y'all be saying. but yeah, some of that stuff is for improvement, but some of that stuff is setbacks and hurtful because they're taking away a lot of people a job. So yeah, it's out of pen, but a lot of stuff you can say no to, especially in media. When they have you want to do this and do that, and just to make a movie or make a film, no way, I ain't doing that. I ain't taking off my clothes, I ain't shaking my tail, I'm not doing that. So yeah.
Okay, so a miracle in three words. Just three, describe what you think the world of art will look like in the future.
Automated. Swift. And provocative.
Provocative. Okay.
Provocative. Yep. All
right. So this is just about wrapping it up. So since I'm an rising artist that's learning how to share my work and passion to people, what advice you would give me in two sentences? Just two sentences. You can start a miracle.
You should protect your art at all costs. Be careful who you open up to regarding your plans, because people are not always as supportive as you think. Some people, they cling to you in order to get ahead or in order to kick you down in the future. So just be careful and protective of yourself in your art.
All right, thank you. What about you, Mada? In two sentences. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would say people would say keep your circle small, but I wouldn't say keep it, you know, small, but just know who's in your circle at all times. Know who you let in your circle. Do not let everybody in your circle. And it's okay to walk by yourself sometimes if you have to, but if in the world of media, just keep an eye on your circle of friends, you know.
All right. So as you guys learned, we have learned different perspectives in life, and we have learned from my mom and my sister just how they grew up in their world of the world is constantly changing. I hope what you guys took from this is a new point of view, and just by listening to them and their experiences that you learn a little bit more about yourself or how you would like to approach your future. I'm not telling you to think about the future right now, because it's also good to live in the present. I'm just providing what I've learned from these two wonderful ladies, and I want to share with you guys. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Miracle, for joining me today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome so much, darlings. Until next time. Later.
Later.
Bye.
Good night.
Mama, you don't gotta hang up.
I'm not gonna hang up, but I was just saying good night.
Good night.